Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres.
Canutito remembers la cultura de la acequia. The sun hadn't even salido en la mañana when Canutito rolled over to see if his grandpa was awake. Oh, he was all excitado because his grandpa Caralampio had told him the night before que iban a sacar la acequia in the morning. He wasn't quite sure what that meant, pero he knew that it would be exciting. He knew that la sequecita was the little ditch that flowed behind his grandparents' house. Oh, it was the place where he and sus primos would spend countless hours jugando con los jarros that they would carry away from the trash can. Sometimes they would flatten these old used cans of evaporated milk and attach them to the heels of their zapatos, and instantly, they were 4 inches taller, más grandes. Ancos, they were called, and they made the little playmates imagine that they were gigantes. As giants, they would walk around and see el mundo from a different point of view. Why, his primo Ricardo had even discovered a way to turn los jarros right side up and attach baling wire to them so that he was el más grande de todos. Algo tras veces, Canutito and sus amiguitos would flatten los jarros de leche into square-like shapes and poke agujeros on either side of them with old clavos. They would then run baling wire through the nail holes and thus make instant trenecitos. These homemade trains provided horas de juego for the chamaquitos. Canutito himself smiled as he rolled over on his side thinking of other uses for trash aquí en Nuevo México. His prima la pingüis was very creative. As Canutito lay in bed thinking and smiling to himself in the early morning hours, he wondered about his primo Ricardo and what he had told him. Pancha, whose real last name was Perez, was called La Pingüis because she was kind of gordita and that caused her chubby little legs to waddle like those of a penguin whenever she walked. Canutito wasn't quite sure que era un penguin, pero he had imagined that it was something like a monster, he thought. Pero lo que era más interesante about Pancha La Pingüis was que she had taught the other plebecita how to make mud pies down by the acequia. She would scoop out la tierra más negra from the banks of the acequia, and she would mix it with agua right from there. She would then go over to el basurero, and from that trash, she would extract some empty, oily, old sardine cans. As Canutito watched, she would wash them in la acequecita because she was muy limpia. These jarros de sardina, she had told the chavalitos who were watching her in amazement, would be her baking pans. She would waddle over to the ash pile that her gramita would dump next to the acequia from the estufa in the mornings. There, Pancha La Pingüis would dust the sardine cans with la ceniza. She was imitating the flour dusting techniques of Grandma Cuca whenever she baked bread in la cocina. Then she would echar el soquete into the ceniza-dusted jarros de sardina and set her mud pies to cook in el solecito. Canutito and his primo Ricardo themselves had tried to make pastelitos de soquete once, pero theirs had cooked up all duros in the morning sun. Maybe it was because they hadn't dusted their baking pans with just right with the ceniza, or maybe it was because instead of getting water from the acequecita, they had made their mud by peeing in the dirt and mixing it with a stick. He still remembered a time as well, cuando él y el Ricardo had found some clay by the side of the acequia while they were hunting for ranas. El Ricardo had warned Canutito not to let a frog pee on his mano, otherwise he might get warts. If that were to happen, he said, Canutito would have to rub los mezquinos de la mano with Grandma Cuca's estropajo just to get rid of them. Mercifully, that morning, no ranas had peed on them, and so they just sat in el solecito and made little clay gallinitas y caballitos by the side of the acequia. Just at that moment, Canutito heard a stirring in the next cama. He looked over just in time to see his grandpo trudging in puros calzoncillos over to el bacín, but not before he had turned to him and said, "Hey, levántate! We are going to sacar la acequia today!"
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.